Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Sukeforth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie May. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie May. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Roetker. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doc Marshall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the New York Giants, Joe Genewich. And now, play ball. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Crawford moves to second. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Terry reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards short. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is hit by the pitch. Ford moves to second. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strip fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground into center field. Allen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allen. Crawford moves to second. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crawford tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crawford scores. Stripp moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker is 0 for 1 in the game. Roetker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Genewich moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Genewich scores. Roetker moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball towards center. Walker catches it and throws to Ford, who relays to Cuccinello to double up Terry. Roetker tags and moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sukeforth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sukeforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogan takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Gene Witch covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stripp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roetger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roetger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, And the Giants too. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Dressen now playing third base. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terry tags and moves to third. Lindstrom tags and moves to second. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hogan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry scores. Lindstrom scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sukeforth hits a pop-up towards short. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Genewich bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roetker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz misplays the ball. That's an error on Kritz. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crawford moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crawford scores. Dressen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Giants. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Lindstrom moves to third. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hogan hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lindstrom tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, Giants. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Genewich hits a pop-up towards third. Dressen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sukeforth takes first base on ball 4. Red Lucas pinch hits for Jackie May. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a fly ball into left field. Roetger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-4 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.